Dow futures contract down 0.7%. This is NPR.
88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his analysis of business and financial news. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. Nice to see you made it in. There's not much of us here.
Likewise, really. Well, I guess you could say that March is coming in like the proverbial lion.
Yes.
But the stock market ended February rather lion-like.
I think that's a good one, Wayne. March is coming in like a lion today. The market parallels that February did, in fact, indeed close on a very strong note, leaving like a lion, and March appears to be coming in like a lamb. But you're right, February closed on a very strong note. All-time highs, in fact, for the S&P 500 after January's downturn. The news last week in the U.S. Was that the GDP for the fourth quarter for our country was revised downward rather significantly, from 3.2% down to 2.4%. That was due in part to weaker consumer spending. On the other hand, home prices in the U.S. were up 11% last year, the best move since 2005. Investors were also comforted somewhat by new Federal Reserve Chief Janet Yellen, who said that she remains ready to do whatever she needs to keep the economy steady. The other big factor late last week and now, Wayne, of course, is Ukraine. It is looking now likely that some form of conflict may happen, and that is causing huge movement out of the Russian stock market. There's definitely a risk-off trade to the investing world this morning in Asia and the U.S., as investors appear to be favoring the traditional safe havens like gold and U.S. Treasury bonds. This is not the kind of news we needed to celebrate Fat Tuesday tomorrow.
All right. Well, let's get into some of the items on the agenda. Last night, of course, the Academy Awards in Hollywood, and that always inspires some parodies or analogous awards in other fields. I know you like to do that. Okay, I'm going to throw out a few categories to you and see what your nominees or your winners are.
All right.
What was the worst flop of the year?
Well, that's a good one. I like the spirit of the Oscars. And my award for the worst flop for a promising new actor, that goes to none other than Bitcoin. Yes, the digital currency that has caught the world's attention over the past months and year has hit some big-time snags, bringing the currency's success into question. Here's what we know, Wayne. Mt. Gox, which was the first and until very recently one of the most important traders of Bitcoin, went bankrupt last week and says they lost 750,000 Bitcoin. That equates to about $500 million U.S. dollars. And I mean gone, lost, poof. Not like a bad day in the stock market, just gone. The site had been having some technical difficulties for several weeks and had been limiting withdrawals. We also know the value of a Bitcoin has dropped by about 50%, that's 50%, since December. And because there's no central bank or governing authority, there appears to be little, if any, recourse for lost Bitcoin. That lack of a Fed-type overseer had been seen by many as an advantage for Bitcoin, but no one's there to pick up the pieces when there's a problem. Some analysts believe that while this is a major setback in credibility, that Bitcoin trading will continue to grow very quickly. The key lesson here, Wayne, is that beware of skyrocketing prices in any asset class. Make sure you don't put all your eggs in one basket. And, of course, caveat emptor.
Yeah. Well, I know people are going to laugh at this comment, but, you know, it's a little hard to get your mind around a concept that money could vanish when it only existed in the virtual universe.
Yes, I agree. My next award is for the best screenplay that will never be produced. You ready for this one?
Okay. What would that be?
This goes to Dave Camp, a Republican congressman from Michigan. He delivered a big bomb last week in Washington that had implications for the U.S. economy and the stock market and taxes. Camp is a veteran of the D.C. backroom deals and is currently chair of the very powerful House Ways and Means Committee, so this is not his first rodeo. Basically, Camp wants to overhaul the tax system in ways not seen in nearly 30 years. Here's what he wants to do. Condense multiple tax brackets to a flatter code of only three brackets. Simplify the tax code, which is currently, get this, Wayne, 70,000 pages and growing each year. He wants to eliminate a ton of special interest deductions, credits, duplications, and make filing taxes easier. The tax overhaul would keep the deduction for home mortgage, but it would reduce it for wealthy individuals. There was even a joint tax committee that estimates this plan would unleash economic growth, create over a million jobs, and bring in more revenue to the Treasury. So what's wrong with this picture? What's not to like? It sounds like everything that people clamor for regularly, but this package was DOA as soon as it was published. Lawmakers from both sides tarred and feathered the plan, mostly because I don't think they want to vote on such a big idea or change in midterm year. It's a shame, really, that it takes a crisis for our government officials to act, and they can't make deals of the on the basics of running our economy or promoting growth.
The victim of partisanship.
Yes.
All right. Another one. Lifetime achievement. I have a suspicion as to who is going to get that award.
You know this one. The award for lifetime achievement goes to Berkshire Hathaway's Warren Buffett. Mm-hmm. The 83-year-old investing guru published his annual letter to shareholders on Saturday. And like a new novel, investors around the world downloaded and devoured this letter. Here are some worthwhile takeaways. Number one, the book value of Berkshire Hathaway, which Buffett has run since the mid-1960s, was up 18% last year. Now, that didn't beat the S&P's return of 32%, and Buffett is trailing the S&P 500 for 5 years running, which is very unusual for him. But Warren Buffett's over the years, 10, 20, 30 years, is sterling. Don't worry about that. Number two, Berkshire Hathaway had record profit of $19.5 billion last year, which is up 31% from last year. That is not too shabby. Number three, Buffett is bullish and expects to be buying more companies, kind of like he did last year when he bought Heinz for $5 billion. He says he also expects to buy more shares of existing companies he owns, like Wells Fargo, Coca-Cola, and others. And he does not believe stocks are overvalued. Buffett also used his annual letter as a teachable moment for investments. He highlighted two really good real estate investments and why he held them for many years. But he's also humble, highlighting a major blunder he made in buying the bonds of a distressed energy company. He says he lost over $700 million doing that last year. Bottom line, Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway are alive and well in Omaha, Nebraska.
All right. Thanks to Brian Ford.
See you later.
Brian's report is not a research recommendation for any particular company and does not provide legal or tax advice. Portions of today's programming are made possible by Linda Vegas, celebrating the life of Frank Vegas, whose passion for life was infectious. In his memory, celebrate life today.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. And the